Amen. I'm thankful for the blessings that God's given me in my life. If you will take your Bibles, we're going to Psalms chapter number 103. Psalms 103 is where we're taking our reading from this morning. We're going to probably read through the full chapter here in just a moment. Probably won't be before you very long, so listen quick and I'll preach quick and we'll go home. But I do ask you for those few minutes, if you will, just to turn everything else off. Turn off your practices after a while. Turn off tomorrow. Turn off school tomorrow. Turn off getting lunch money. Turn all that off. And let's think for just a minute, and let's concentrate on what God has to tell us through His Word this morning. If you will, bow your heads and pray with me and pray for me. Lord, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for all Your many blessings. God, I just want to thank You that even though this world may look at me and they may see me as nothing, God, that I know this morning that I stand here a child of the King, God, and I just want to praise You and thank You that You saw me as worthy, that You saw me as someone that You were willing to give Your life for. God, I just want to thank You and praise You for that. And as we've come together here as a church family, God, I pray that You'll meet every need that's here, God. I pray, dear Father, that You'll comfort the ones who have a broken heart, God, that You'll lift the burdens from the ones who are weighed down, and God, that You'll set free the ones that seem to be shackled this morning, God. I pray that You'll just be with us, God. Most of all, I pray for this one here today that's lost. I pray that today will be the day that they come to know Jesus Christ, and it's His name we pray. Amen. Psalms 103, verse number 1, the Bible starts out, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Now, I want to put that in my language. Worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. O my soul, or all that is within me, praise His holy name. Now, I want to ask you something this morning. If we were at a ball game this morning, and our favorite team had just scored the winning touchdown, scored the winning run, hit the winning volley, whatever you want to play this morning, I don't know what you're interested in, but if whatever you're interested in had just happened, I want to just ask you for a minute, would we have been louder than we have been this morning? Yeah. Amen, we sure would have been. But I want to tell you something, that God's Holy Spirit has been here with us, that God loves us so much and He cares so much for us that He come right here in Ararat, North Carolina this morning. And if you haven't felt His Spirit, then come on and get in touch with Him and figure out what's going on, because through the choir singing this morning, through our time of prayer and praise this morning, I want you to know that I have felt God's Holy Spirit, and yet I have not been as excited about that as I would be if my son just pitched a shutout or if my daughter's just hit one over the fence, that I would have been standing up and clapping and just all happy about that. But this morning I have realized, and I have been listening to a choir sing about how a God in heaven loved me so much that He allowed His only Son to come and die for me, so that now, even though that I still sin every day, even though that I still disobey God with my life, that He sees me as blameless, He sees me as holy, as He sees me as His this morning. And I want to tell you this morning, as we look at Psalms 103 and it says, "Bless His holy name," I just want to worship Him this morning. I want to praise Him and thank Him for loving me so much that I am His this morning. Amen. Amen. Let's move on. Verse number 2. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." You know what? That's what our problem is sometimes, is we forget what all God has done for us. We forget how God has rescued us, how God has worked in our life. We forget the things that He has done for us. You know, they sit here and they sing a song about having a roof up above us, how we have shoes on our... Hey, there's so much that we take for granted every single day. We get up and we put our clothes on. We go to work, school, daycare, wherever we go, and we never take thought that God gave us every bit of that. The Bible tells us that all good and perfect gifts come from above, and we take those things for granted. We get up and we're hurting because we played golf yesterday, but yet we ain't say, "God, thank You for the health that I had to go out there and hunt balls all day yesterday. God, I just want to thank You for the health and the strength that You've given us." We forsake the thanking Him for all of His benefits. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep the covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. I'm going to stop reading right there for just a minute this morning. I want to talk to you for why we should bless the Lord, why we should worship, why we should be thankful unto the Lord. And so many times, I'm the first one that I begin to think about the family that God blessed me with. I begin to think about the church family that God has blessed me with. I begin to think about the finances that God has blessed me with, the home that God has given me, the vehicles that I have to drive. I begin to think about all of these earthly things that have come into my life, and I do believe those are blessings from God. I do believe those are, and most of the time, if they're not blinding us and pulling us away from God, that those are things that God has given us and allowed us to have. I believe that we should be thankful for those things. But I believe that we should take all of those things and sit them aside for just a minute, and let's look at what Psalms 103 tells us to bless the Lord for. Because you know what? We're living a day and a time. Yeah, the economy is good right now. We're having an awesome year at work. I mean, it's probably one of the best we've had in a long time. You guys that are in business, you're having good years right now. You're making money. You're busy. Everything is good. But I want to tell you something, that with one little thing that happens in our economy, one little thing that happens in our country, that all of that can go to nothing just like that. That we can be sitting at home tomorrow twiddling our thumbs saying, now what are we going to do? How are we going to make the payment? How are we going to afford this house? How are we going to put gas in the car? That all of that can change so quick. But I want you to look in Psalms 103, the things that we are told to bless his name for, the things that we are told to be accountable for, worshiping God for, those things have nothing to do with anything to do with the economy, my finances, my family, my anything. It's only got to do with my relationship with God. Because I want you to look what he says right here. He says, bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities. I want to tell you this morning that if everything I have goes away, that if everything that I have, now I'm not going to say that I'm not going to be sitting at home crying. You remember I told you the story about me eating a lollipop or a popsicle, and I'd take a lick and I'd give my dog a lick because he was my only friend left in the world. I'm not going to tell you that you might not find me sitting on my steps there at the house all down and out because I've lost everything, because my finances are gone, because my house is going to go away. I'm not going to tell you that you might not find me in that shape, but somewhere down deep in my heart, there is a place that I can worship God because I'm no longer accountable for my sin. I'm no longer going to be held accountable for the sin that I've done in my life, because one day at the age of 7 that I got down on my knees and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, and he washed my black heart. And he said that I will wash it and make it as white as snow, that my sins have been forgiven. This morning, if everything that I have goes away, I should still bless his name for forgiving my transgressions. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who gives brand new life. Look, I'm going to put all this in my own words. I'm not going to read these scriptures over again. We can bless the Lord for his benefits, for the forgiveness of sin, because he heals sickness, because he gives new life, for his love and kindness and his tender mercies. I want to tell you this morning that God's good to us no matter what's going on in this life, that God is good and God will always be good. Amen. Look down in verse number 8, because he's merciful, for he's gracious, for he's slow to anger and has plenty of mercy. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenty of mercy. Look at verse number 9. Hey, I'm so thankful for verse number 9 right here, because he says he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. You know, I'm sure that there are things that I do in my life that angers God. There are things that I do day to day that he looks at me. Hey, I told y'all just a couple of weeks ago, and it may have even been on a Wednesday night, to pray for opportunities for God to send people and open doors for us to be able to witness to people. And just Friday, there was a man walked in my office, and I have actually looked for opportunities to witness to this man several times in my life. He walked into my office on Friday. I was busy. I was wanting to get out of there. And he opened the door wide open. He said, I could never be a Christian because I can't forgive my enemies. Well, you know what? On the inside of every single one of us, if we'll be honest inside ourselves, we can't forgive our enemies either. It's only by the love of Jesus Christ that you receive when you get saved, that you find a way to forgive your enemies. But that door was wide open, and I said, yep, that's tough. And I went on my way. I'm going to tell you, there's times and there's things that I do in my life that I'm sure that I anger God. And God says, what in the world? I just gave you what you've been praying for. Verse 9, he says, he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I'm glad that God didn't give me what I deserve. I'm so glad that God didn't reward me according to my iniquities. I'm glad that as I'm standing here this morning, you know, some of you have had some things that happen in your life that is so unfair. I'm glad there's some of you that have dealt with things that as we look from our human side and the things that we can see, smell, taste, and touch, it is so unfair and nobody should ever have to go through that. And I completely agree with that. And you may be looking this morning, you may be saying, I did not deserve that. I did not deserve for God to do that to me. Well, there's probably a lot of circumstances behind it that God allowed, but God didn't cause. And at the same time, ain't you glad that God don't give us everything that we deserve? If God gave me what I deserve, I would be in hell this morning. I would not be here preaching and worshiping with y'all. I would be in hell this morning if God gave me everything that I deserve. Bless the Lord. Verse number 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Verse number 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Now look, some of you, look, I got saved at the age of 7, and this is not bragging on me, this is bragging on the grace of God and God keeping me from getting into a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have, but I've heard some of you's testimonies and some of y'all were rascals. Some of y'all were rascals. And you know what, when you get to talking around in the community and you bring up some of y'all's names and people tell stories on y'all that ain't about church. It ain't about being somebody good at church. But you know what? These people in this world may always remember those stories. And some of them are funny and some of them are fun to tell. But most of them have a lot of sin tied up into it. Ain't you glad this morning when God looks at you, he don't see those stories anymore. Those stories are gone. They're cast as far as the east is from the west. Bless the Lord this morning because he's cast your sins as far as the east is from the west. Look at verse number 14. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth we are dust. God knows what you're made of because he made you. He knows you deeper than I do. Hannah, if you will, come on and get an invitational hymn. I told you I wasn't going to be long this morning. He knows exactly who you are. He knows every thought that goes through your mind. He knows the desire of your heart. He knows when you come out right here in just a minute and you shake my hand and you say, that was good, preacher. He knows whether you're lying or not. I don't. Just go ahead and say it. If you lie, you and God can work it out after a while. But he knows everything about you. And yet, he found you worthy to die for. He found you worthy to be made blameless, to be one of his. He found you. Hey, all of this stuff that God has allowed us to have in our physical, earthly lives, wonderful. That's great. Be thankful for it. But don't put so much trust in those things that if they all go away, that you still can't come back to Psalm 103 and say, I'm going to bless the Lord because he forgave my sins, because he loves me even though he knows who I am, because he cast my sins as far as the east is from the west, because his grace and his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. That's why I'm going to bless the Lord as you stand to your feet this morning. They're going to sing us an invitational hymn here in just a moment. Maybe this morning as we're standing and we're getting ready to have an invitation, this altar is open. Maybe you want to come and you need to worship God a little bit. Maybe you have been taking his benefits for granted. Maybe you have forgotten the benefits that God's given you. Hey, maybe you've even got tied up and said, you know what, the earthly things that God has given me, I've taken them for granted. I'm thinking that I'm doing that all myself. Hey, don't make God prove to you that he's in control. Be thankful. Or maybe you're like me. And you get so tied up in this rat race, you get so tied up in everything that's going on, that you forget the things that we really are supposed to be thankful for is grace, mercy, loving kindness, tenderheartedness, forgiveness, that God saw us worthy, that God looks at us and even knowing, you know what, I had to get up and ask God's forgiveness this morning. And when I get up in the morning, even after standing here preaching today, I'll have to get up and ask God's forgiveness again in the morning. And I'll have to ask God's forgiveness again on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Because no matter what, no matter how hard I try, my flesh is strong. Hey, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. And I fall and I come short. And that's when I have to turn around and say, bless the Lord that you still love me. Bless the Lord that your mercy is awesome. That your forgiveness and your grace is awesome. And God, you know who I am and you know what I'm going to do, and yet you love me anyway. God, I just want to worship you. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never experienced that. You don't know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. Don't leave here without knowing him. Don't take a chance. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people who are going to leave this world today through an accident, through something crazy, through something freakish that happens in their life, and they had no idea that they were going to leave this world today. And I promise you, if they had known what was coming their way, they would have got things right with God. Don't leave here while you have an opportunity. Hannah, go ahead. This altar is open. If you need to come, and you need to come and worship him, you need to come bless his name, you need to come ask forgiveness for forgetting his benefits, this altar is open. If you need to come and you need to ask Jesus Christ into your heart, there's no better place than right here. Thank you for your attendance, for your attention this morning. I really appreciate you being here. If this is your first time here, we welcome you back. Please come back. We're going to be dismissed, but there's one more verse to this where they say, praise God, over and over and over. And what a way to end a service when we're looking at God's grace, God's loving, God's forgiveness, and God just being always there for us. So church, I hope you have a good week. Look for the opportunities to point somebody else to Jesus Christ. Go ahead. Dismissed.